Hey guys, this is Drew from Sleep With Me Podcast. Sorry to be interrupting your regularly scheduled programming. I just wanted to give a heads up for anybody coming to the meetup this weekend, Sunday, April, is April, right? April 27th, whatever, the last Sunday in April, which is a couple days from now. We're going to meet near the south. If you come in the south entrance, this is according to the customer service person. We're going to meet at the 40-foot Bliss statue. You can get a. I'll be wearing a. You might not recognize me, but I'll have on a. I'll try to. If you get a hold of me on Twitter or Facebook, if you. I'll be at the 40-foot Bliss statue. At definitely at 1 o'clock. I might be. I'm gonna. Yeah, 1 o'clock. Let's. Oh boy. Meeting me for a meetup is no cake in the park or walking cakewalk in the park. But we'll be at the Treasure Island Flea Market. I'll be there. I have a shirt picked out. It's got blue. It's got blue and other colors. Kind of bright, not super bright. So I'll be there at 1 o'clock at the Bliss statue. And if I need be. Just look for the guy that doesn't look very comfortable, and that'll be me. And I hope to see you. But let me know you're coming. Let me know you're coming if you can. Look forward to seeing you, meeting you, shaking your hand. Attempting to. I'm excited. I'm excited. Wow, I can't believe it. So let me know you're coming. I don't know what the internet situation is, but so I'll be at the. But that's it. I'll be at the Bliss statue, 1 o'clock. Hopefully I'll be there like 12:55-ish, 12:50-ish, maybe, and I'll be there, probably till I'll stay close to that statue for at least, till 1:01, and then I'll assume no one's coming. No, really, I'll be there. We'll chit, we'll chat, we'll head over to wherever the hell the food trucks are. I've never been to this flea market. So that's it. I'll return you to regular scheduled program. But some of you I'll see Sunday at the south entrance, Treasure Island Flea Market, Bliss statue. Large 40-foot Bliss statue. Google it. If you're lost, just ask someone, where's the statue of Bliss in a man who lives his life without any, who one day may understand, a modicum of bliss, but right now he'll be the least blissful man at the Statue of Bliss. Thank you, returning you to your scheduled programs. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tommen, and I have I've been called a prince and a king. Tommen, always Tommen, though. But I have, those are when titles I have had. But the title I am most proud of is best friend, for I am the best friend of one Sir Pounce. And I believe I don't need to tell you that when Sir Pounce names his best friend, he names me, Sir Tommen. Sir Tommen and Sir Pounce adventurers. And I am also lucky enough to be the teller of the tales. I think we've covered it. Sir Pounce only has one tale. He's asked one time. Oh, what was it, Joffrey? He said, "Burn down that farmhouse. I want the. There's a cat that lives there with two tails. I want it." And the hound said, "I don't. A man." He said, "I don't, I could just get the cat." He said, "Well, what do you need with me, Lord? What do you need with a cat with two tails? Is a sounds like witchcraft." And it turned out it was just two cats standing close to one another. Whole mess. Mother said, "Oh, your brother. I don't know who keeps me up later at night. You, your brother, my brother." And she said, "Whoops." And I said, "What do you mean, Mother?" And she said, "Never mind. But anyway, I'm here to talk to you a continuing tale of myself and Sir Pounce and the merman, for when we last left off, we were on a beach talking to a clam, a giant clam was, very fun to be with. And he said, well, these guys, these sea monkey mermen are taking our pearls, stealing them. Go to the kelp forests and find Kelpalina and go and save our pearls. So Sir Pounce and I, we went to the kelp forest, but it was underwater. I said, what is it? How are we going to get under? We're supposed to be able to go underwater to get underwater. And Sir Pounce said, "Warf, Wham." And I said, I'm sorry. And he began tapping at the water with his paw. Tap, tapping, tapping, tap, tap, tapping with his paw. Almost lapping, but with a paw. And if you've ever seen a cat drink of milk out of his hand, it's quite amazing, I believe. But this time he had his paw down. He's just slapping the water, I'd say. And I said, Sir Bounce, what are you doing? He said, wah, wah, wah. And then out of the depth came a hand, a kelp-covered hand. And it was saying, come with me, more or less a symbol. And I said, what is that doing? What does that want? And at first I was afraid, but Sir Pounce said, wah, 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 wah. Sometimes Sir Pounce sings a bit. And, wah, 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 wah. And I said, that is the song that calms me, Sir Pounce. And he said, well. So we followed the hand, and it was a bit slimy. We wandered into the kelp forests. And then we went under the water, and suddenly I and Sir Pounce were under the water. I was not cold. I did not have water in my nose, which happened another time with Jif Joff. I won't talk about it now, but then they saw this woman. Well, a woman, a feminine fish creature. I was already confused, but then I said, so Pounce, what is this feeling in my hips? Because as I look at this creature calling us, I say, that is not a human, but I remember what you did with your hips, Sir Pounce. And he said, the pearls, basically, he said to Tom, and we got to get the pearls. And I said, okay. So we went to Kelpalina, and I said, oh, we are here to get there. And she just made a bubbling sound. And I said, I don't speak kelp. And I said, my hips feel strange, Kelpalina. When I look at you, also, this part of my stomach here, the top of it, it's vibrating in some way. Usually, when I'm afraid, it vibrates like that, but at a lower depth. No, I noticed fish and otters were looking at me. And she giggled, and the bubbles came out. And I said, okay, we have to go get the, how do we go? And she said, kept talking in bubbles, and I said, Sir Pounce, what does she mean? And she said, why so rain? And I said, what, Supreme? Why? I cannot understand you under the water. And then Sir Pounce just swam off, and I said, oh, Kelpalina's pointing at what looks to be a whirlpool. And I said, oh, dear, but I started to get sucked into the whirlpool, and it went around and around and around. And around and around. And I said, oh, this is like the time. And I said, oh, no, the fair, the machine at the fair. The mother chopped that man's hands off. But it was a spinning machine some man had made and charged children to ride on. And I threw up for days. But then Sir Pounce was in my arms. And I said, oh, I will not fear spinning around and feeling gross. It will be fine. And we spun and spun. And so even Sir Pounce clutched at me with just as he's so good. He could clutch me without using his claws because he is such a wonderful cat. And the next thing you know, we tumbled out of the bottom of this whirlpool. And we saw we're a great kingdom with many towers of shells and things. At least it looked like a great kingdom, and it had a towering towering statues of wise-looking, like the climate told me, it looks like a man and some sort of sea creature combined. And I said, Sabounce, what is this place? He said, wow, wow, wow. And I said, yeah, I don't know either, buddy. And he led the way, and we walked through this archway, and that's when I realized that it was not real. It was a painting made to look like it. And as soon as we went through the painting, it was a hole. It looked like we were going into a castle. We were on the other side, and it was just this gross place with where many... I guess maybe when people ripped down, I don't know, it was like wagon wheels and broken pottery and gross things like leaking out liquids that were brown and children's toy. I said, wait a second, is that my toy? Are we near? And I said, it's about something. And I said, oh, we're not near where I once lived in another world. But it was very sad, and then we saw eyes watching us from the piles of trash and garbage. Many, what do you call those things? Wood, pieces of wood. And, it just looked like a place. I said, Sapounce, I think I've seen this place before. And it was outside of Flea Bottom in a dream. And he said, and I said, oh, yeah, it's not underwater, and that doesn't exist, that place I just said, or any of the people I've referred to, all part of my fictional tale. Anyway, so we've seen, I said, today, could I be the hero this time, Sabansi, somewhere? And I said, Merman, we are here at the behest of Kelpalina, and a big old clam... Who was it? Sapounce, did he have a name, that clam? Anyway, Kelpalina told us... Or something like that, Merman. So we are here to take back the pearls and... You know, don't cause us any what will we do? I have Sir Pounce here. He has claws of 20, well, with 10 that he could really do damage with. So I don't want any trouble. Plus, I have been known to scream and cause agita. They say, agita, you'll make anyway. So don't make me drop any agita. Oh, hold my breath till you say, no more, please, no more, please, no more. No more time alone with this boy so disturbed. Please don't make me watch him, because I will stay here in your kingdom, turning blue, screaming. Another thing they used to say is, what is coming out of his mouth? What is, if his mother sees that, she'll have us all. So things can come out of my mouth that are weird. Oh, you know, and then even the maester, he says, your questions are driving me batty. I'm about to throw myself off the ramparts. And that was actually 4 different maesters said that to me. The same words, you believe that, Sabounce said, no, keep it going. And I said, so, Merman, that is the bargain I propose to strike. What do you think about this, Sapounce? Nisa, excuse me. And I said, I'm not sure about the meaning of bargain, but I will turn blue, Sapounce will claw you, and then I will ask many, Sapounce, should I start asking questions? And then the mermen, they started to swim out, and they were, as the clam had said, they looked like little toys that I would love to play with. And I said, oh, look at these guys, Sapounce, they are almost as cute as you, or a kitten. But they are also something about them that seems false. And then I realized very quickly, some say that I have a gift. for sensitivity. Oh, you're so sensitive. And yes, I sent my sensitivity said, these things are not what they seem, Sir Pounce. And Sir Pounce was already sniffing around. I caught him and I said, these are not real. What is this? And I realized that inside, and I think that maybe the Climate had sold us this, but and that the little cute little creatures were painted shells. And they were somehow, I think the juice, the spit of the little fishies, the shrimp, they call them, I think, were inside of these. And they said, well, and I said, what is this? This? And they looked at Sir Pounce and they looked at me. And I said, let's just play along, Sir Pounce. Let's play along. They said, you people are so cute. And they said, what are you people? And I said, oh, you're so quiet for such a big face, such a big cute face. Why is your voice so quiet? And they said, what do you guys call yourself? And I said, this is Sir Pounce. He's a cat and a best friend. And I am Sir Pounce, Sir Tommen. Some call me a boy. Some say I should be a man at this age. And I just say I'm the best friend of Sir Pounce. And we are the best friends. We are here as, you know, non-best friend duty, but friendship, spirit of friendship. Return the pearls, and if you could, maybe I could understand the feelings I'm having for Kelpalina, because I can't stop thinking about the blue scales. And I say to myself in my mind, I'm trying to concentrate on this whole thing, but I say, what is under those scales? Is that tail like a dress? Could I scoot under there? Why do I want to do that? What is that? Who said that in my head? And I said, what? And then my hands say, to have Kelpaline. And I say, who said that? What is this feeling? Anyway, that is the kind of thing if you guys don't give us the pearls. But what did you have a question? And it was silent for a while. And they said, cat, best friend. What is a best friend? We want a best friend. And I said, why did you take, if you want friends, why do you steal pearls? And they said, to make a beautiful kingdom. You know, you've seen where we live. We want a beautiful kingdom. And we need money to build it. So we can have great buildings and great things, and we will have a wonderful place. And people will come see, and they will be our friends, and they will see our tall shell buildings and our wonderful, playful faces. And I said, oh boy, Sir Pounce, it's a good thing I am taking care of this one, for I am familiar with what is happening here. Now you might say to yourselves, we are mermen. We have a proud kingdom. We look like monkey people under the sea with our silly faces. And you may be able to fool each other or fool yourselves. But I gotta tell you, there was once a boy I knew about, mermen. And he was a boy. He had no friends. He had a father who fell down the stairs many times. And a mother who said, leave me and your Uncle B, I said. Many things that made this boy say, oof, I will never have a friend. And then one day, my sister, she found a little kitty cat all alone. And she snuck it into my room and she said, Tommen, this is a kitty cat. Could you take care of it before... You know, the smells in your room, no one will come in here to search for it, or they won't say it smells strange like a cat because of the different, you know, what's going on with you. So she said, would you like to keep this cat? And she said, realize it's alive and you have to treat it with respect. And she taught me all those things as I raised this little kitty cat. And one day she said, Tommen, what would you like to name this cat? For he jumps on you and he licks you. And this cat and I, we became very close, but not because of what he saw in me, but for how I helped him and how I learned to respect him and not say, well, what would happen if I was wondering how, things I wondered about. My sister said, you can't do that with a living cat, Tommen. And she said, well, what will you name this cat? I said, I'm going to name it Sir Pounce. And she said, Sir Pounce. And I said, yes, he is brave. And he likes to pounce on my face, on my hands, and on little bugs and things. And she said, that is so wonderful. And then one day, that boy and that cat became the greatest friends. Once, you know, they chose friendship, for they enjoyed it being with each other and having fun and adventures and listening as I told him, many things, many secrets of what I saw. I said, is that Uncle Jamie's bottom? What is that thing? And he says, Sir Pounce will listen. He said, well, so don't think about that anymore. Don't ask the maester about that. So that is how you get friends. You don't get friends by stealing pearls and building kingdoms. And don't get friends by making fake shell bodies, as brilliant as that is. And as much as it makes me say, could you make me a shell body? And they said, well, we could. And I said, well, that's how you have a friendship. And we got shell bodies, and we fought battles with the merman, and we broke a couple of their houses by accident, because I said, oh, you live here? This is banana peels. Old banana peels. But we had fun, and they said, you don't need these shell bodies to have a friends. Now you have friends. And they said, best friends? I said, oh, no. But you have friends, and you are each other's best friends. You have to figure that out. Me and Sir Pounce need to be off. And we return the pearls to the clams. And I cannot talk any more about the strain. Maybe one day I'll be able to talk more about, you know, the pearls we gave Kelpalina to saying thank you, because she sang in her bubbling tones. But that is something I keep for myself. When I at night I cannot sleep, I listen to Kelpalina sing in my heart and feel things that are unfamiliar but good. So that is a tale of Sir Pounce and Tommen and the mermen and the pearls and the clams and Kelpalina and strange feelings. And I'm glad you were here to listen, and we will be back soon to tell you more about a boy and his cat and best friends, the cat and a boy I've ever had. Thank you. Crone, sweet, sweet Crone, Miller Smith, Barky, Jester. That's me coming in for an update or a check-in, I guess. I'm not sure. Well, I don't know what I was going to talk to you guys about tonight, because I didn't hear back from you about Whiplash or Better Call Saul. Episode 3 was out. I watched episode 3. I don't know what you guys thought about that. I don't know. Maybe we should talk about transportation and rules like that, in case you guys do come into the world without me being there. There was this movie one time where I think maybe it was Michael Keaton. Maybe Christopher Lloyd might have been. He was like driving around a bus of, people that were eccentric types. I think they were committed to institution. So don't, you guys should stay close to me. But they had a bunch of adventures and stuff. So back in your day, you guys, there's a lot of walking, I'm assuming. Now, I don't know how gods traveled, to be honest. But if you take human form, or you want to pretend you're human, I'll give you some tips, you know. Because, do you guys fly? Do you just, like, teleport? Do you know what those words mean? Like, do you say, hey, I want to be with my buddy watching Whiplash invisibly without saying any thank yous, without even a whiff of, or, you know, without chipping in for the cable bill, which I have to call every month to say, hey, I'm paying $80. That's what the person said 2 months ago. Why is it $126.98? Well, because there's going to be a plan B, plan C, plan... No. say, God, save your chat logs. That's all I can tell you. I said, well, I got the chat log. It says it right here. Well, she wasn't approved to offer that. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not approved to, you know, stay calm much longer. But, you know, so are you going to honor this price? Okay. But this is, you know, takes the third or second or third person usually. And I say, well, I just saved 26. How long did that take me? $26 was that. I went on and it's like, oh, no, it's $36. That's pretty good. And it's 36 times 12 is a lot of money, gods. So it is worth it. Okay, so I don't know how you guys get. That was like a sidetrack, gods, about bills. We'll get into that. But so they have these things. Let's see. So you guys had wagons, walking, horses, boats. We'll stay away from boats today. Ooh, I don't know what else you guys had. But maybe some beasts of burden, riding, elephants, water. You guys had water buffalo, the big horns. They're cool, cool. But regular buffalo. I don't know if people ride. Did anybody ride regular buffalo or bison? They call them. Some people call them bison. But so, bison, they say that has higher protein, lower saturated fat, God. So, I don't know. Again, that's if you guys communicated with me, I'd know. Oh, well, we don't have, you know, circulatory system, or it's only an illusion. Or we do take human form, so we could suffer from heart disease. So any of these tips would be relevant to us because, you know, the crone, she took a human form. She used to be the, you know, something else. And then she took human form too long. And she's macular degeneration or something. So, you know, you guys got to keep me up to date, okay? But I know it's not the mysterious ways in which you guys work, the wonderful, wonderful, mysterious ways. Thanks, yeah. So anyway, transportation here is a lot more complicated. And I think I remember Captain Kirk getting scared by something like a horned. But so we do walk here. Some people hate walking. America gods, they hate walking here. Like, well, I mean, I guess I can't speak for everybody. I'm a big walker. But Americans, they don't walk as much as... But the walking's making a comeback, and it's like, have a good walk. And I just took a couple wicked walks today, guys. Well, you were there, maybe, maybe not. Remember when we were walking on the beach, Crone? And I said, let me take off your shoes for you. And then I ended up, that wasn't you. She said, don't touch my feet. I will call the police. I said, oh, sorry, I thought you were the Crone. What did you call me? I said, well, and turns out that Park District has their own police department. So luckily, I'm good at burying myself in the sand, so they couldn't find me. But we walk. We don't walk as much as we could, but people walk. So that's one way to get around. You got to follow the rules. And main thing is red means stop. Green means go. Watch out for bikes, which I don't know. This is tough, guys. This is teaching you stuff. I'm not a, normally this is might be just a personal preference, God. Stay on the fucking right, all right, of the path. You know, just like you were in a car, which we'll get to. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, guys. Because I feel like I'm about to go on a walking ramp, but I don't know why I can't stay on the right. So I'm talking, guys, I walked from, you know, you were there. We walked a beach path, and we walked on the beach. Then back to the path, walking path. They call it a walking path because it's for walking. It used to be they added that bike lane, and it used to be for bikes and walkers. That didn't go well for anybody. And now they have the bike lane. Now people are crying about that. What is there a bike? Yeah, for bikes, you idiot. You take your car and shove it up your ass, all right? Sorry, guys. But anyway, walking. It's a pleasant, really relaxing thing normally. I don't know why I get so irritable. But stay on the right. Another thing is don't block the sidewalk if you're talking. One, if you're talking on your phone, I might, you know, check you. And please don't obstruct the sidewalk, okay? If your dog's going to the bathroom, step to the side of the path. If you're chatting it up, like, make room for others. Like, what the hell? Like, the world didn't stop so that you could talk about your fucking grape nuts, okay? Not that you, well, Crone, you might need grape nuts. We'll find out about that. I don't even know if they do anything. I remember this one time, Crone. So they had this stuff called grape nuts. It's some kind of cereal. Sounds delicious, right? I mean, to me, it did. It said grape nuts. That sounds great. And I remember waiting, and it was said, Mom, can we get some grape nuts? She said, no, you won't like them. I said, I will, I promise. She said, no. I remember I was dreaming about it. I said, one day, I'm going to have these grape nuts. And I slept over at this kid's house. I remember, some point I saw his mom open the cupboard. I said, well, there's those grape nuts in there? And I said, holy shit, these guys got grape nuts. It's a cereal. God, it's Miller. Miller, you probably know what it is. And I said, I can't wait to get my hands on these grape nuts. It's going to change my life. And I told my buddy, I said, this was fourth, fifth grade. I said, hey, what do you think about a late night snack, some grape nuts? And he's like, I'm not allowed late night snacks. And I said, grape nuts, buddy, come on. And he said, grape nuts are gross. I said, no, they're not, man. They're the greatest thing ever. I said, they're not actual real grape seeds, right? And he said, no, that would be really gross. I said, yeah, I've eaten them before. I made my own grape nuts, and it was really gross. So I figured these have got to be great. Like, the ads are on TV. And he said, I'm not allowed to sleep. And I said, well, okay, why don't you go to sleep? I'll tell you a boring story, pal. Okay, the house sounds quiet now. Unfortunately, I'm not quiet at sneaking around, but I'm going to sneak downstairs and fix myself some grape nuts. And then I poured a bowl of grape nuts in a bowl. I don't know, God, that's like an ad for grape nuts until the next moment. When I pour the milk in there, and then I take a spoon, probably making way too much racket than I should have because it's not my house. And then I taste the grape nuts, and they're terrible. I said, oh, what a letdown. Where do they keep the sugar? Maybe if I put about 40 tablespoons in sugar in here, it'll be edible. Tastes like, doesn't have the bitterness of grape nuts, which is actually a downside because it has no taste, I think. Grit crap, they should call it. And then I'm searching for sugar and I get busted. And this guy's parents, they weren't exactly, they weren't psychos. They were, milquetoast, I guess, maybe. So, oh, what are you doing down here, Andy? I was just pouring these grape nuts, full bowl, triple serving of grape nuts. You gonna eat that? It was a goat. Why are you eating our grape nuts? Don't you ask for things in your? How am I gonna get out of this one? Oh yeah, I'm gonna eat these grape nuts. I was just trying to get some. I'm gonna sing about the grape nuts. And I said, well, what do you have to say for yourself? I said, well, I'm just gonna eat these. Why are you up? It's like, isn't it like, they said it's 9:45 and we heard all this noise down here. And I said, well, I asked my friend, he said I could have some. And they said, really? I said, no. I said, well, are you going to eat those grape nuts? I said, yeah, why don't you go back to bed? I'm going to eat them. I'll be down here. Well, I don't trust you in our kitchen anymore. Well, yeah, I just like to eat, I like to eat my cereal alone. So if you could give me some privacy, I'd appreciate it. Why pour this in there? Do you have a garbage disposal? Where's the switcher? Just in case don't worry. I'm just curious if there's like a garbage emergency. I need to know where the garbage disposal is. Okay. Well, I'll just pour it in the sink. I guess you don't want to answer that question. We'll just pour it in the sink anyway. All right. Great. Good talk. Grape nuts are getting soggy. I'd like some privacy. No? Okay, well, I guess I had to eat these. And that was the end of the grape nuts. Yeah, now, Miller, no offense. I know you cry. But I was like a kid. I was used to sugared cereals. And I said, why the hell did you call them grape nuts? if they don't have a grape flavoring or a ton of sugar in there to like replicate some grape. I know they're supposed to be healthy, but that's what the freaking grains are for, right? Right, Miller? But, you know, have some common decency to call it, to not get kids mixed up if you're going to put it on TV. I believe that stuff. So that was the end of the Grape Nuts Gods. I'm pretty sure that was the last sleepover at that house. And then that was the same kid who got, I mean, Crone, close your ears, please. I don't know if I told this story to you, gods, but first time I got my hands on some porn, this was the kid that ratted me out. So I don't know if, you know, I'm not too vengeful. Long story short was I got beat up pretty bad because the kid that gave it to me, he said, you know, and it wasn't even hardcore stuff, gods. I mean, it was like, as a young male, trying to find my, make my way in understanding the nudity. And I also like it was magazines, gods, and it had sexy like stories and letters, which maybe brought me to where I am today. Anyway, gods, this kid, I already had the grape nut incident, and then it wasn't much longer when I brought that stuff to summer camp. One time, only time I got to go to summer camp too, because I blew that too. And then I was, you know, I had, you know, anyway, guys, it was not. And I said, you know, and then I, you know, he told his mom on me. And then my mom went crazy. Holy moly, mom, I hope you're not listening, because mom, you and the Crone, cover your ears. But I lied. She said, go get those horrible magazines. Meanwhile, she said, where are they? I said, hidden in the woods. They were in my sleeping bag, actually. But I sold a lot of it at the summer camp for, like, fudgesicles. Nowadays, gods, this stuff would have been on the news. It wasn't that bad, though. Gods, natural, right? Right? Maybe, right, maiden? Well, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't appreciate it. I can see I was just a boy. Okay, gods, that's my excuse. Grape nuts, nudity. Boy, I thought we were talking about walking here, but I guess I got taken off track somehow. So those are lessons you can learn, gods. Cereal. Miller, I don't know if you're pro. You know, if you want to sell more grains, of course you're going to be pro. Even in some of those places call themselves General Millers or something. But I don't know how you feel about that, Miller. I would prefer that people love their grains before and after they eat it without a ton of sugar added. But, you know, I don't know. You know, you're the Miller. I can't mess with you. I shouldn't have told you guys that story about the porn, but it just came out. I said, well, yeah, while I was telling her, I was like, man, that was the same kid who he told on me. And man, the kid was mad because the other kid they got it from. I remember I said, hey, a whole long story, gods, but I talked him into it. He said, I don't want to give you this stuff. You know, it's going to come back to haunt me. He was a couple years older than me. He said, if you ever get caught, don't tell anyone. But I had told this kid, he said, where'd you get this stuff? It's crazy. And I said, this, you know, this older kid that, you know, this kid that smokes cigarettes and, you know, drinks gasoline. And, you know, he technically wasn't one of the baby kids. That's a whole nother story, gods. But, yeah, so he was mad. And that cut off my, you know, that was like cut off my budding sexuality, gods, because I had a, you know, my straight porn connection. Direct, you know, not soaked, like, cause then you got to go back and search the woods for porn. This is before you could get on the internet and just look at it all the time, gods, years ago. So, you know, I guess that story doesn't apply anymore. So to you, gods, if you're going to be in this modern world. So that's it, gods. That's I just closed too much here. But what are you going to do, gods? I should have stuck to getting angry about walking. So that's transportation in a nutshell. God's lesson one of transportation of many. Okay, good night.